Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso in Washington. Kenya's Election Commission rejected Thursday opposition calls to resign, saying it was reforming the way it handles technology to avoid repeating the failures of the 2013 vote and taking other steps to ensure next year's polls are smooth. The presidential and parliamentary elections are more than a year away, but politicians are lining up for what could be a bruising battle in a nation in which violence erupted after the 2007 vote and the result of the 2013 poll was disputed. South African protesters torched 17 government schools during violent protests against the redrawing of municipal boundaries ahead of local elections this year, according to police and education officials Thursday. The protests started on Monday night in three neighboring villages in the northern province of Limpopo, when residents blockaded streets and with rocks, pipes, and burning tires. Meanwhile, President Jacob Zuma condemned the protests while speaking in parliament, describing the burning of the schools as shocking. A Kenyan woman has been rescued after being trapped for 6 days in the rubble of a collapsed building. Live television footage showed the woman being carried away on a stretcher covered by a blanket with an oxygen tank to a waiting Red Cross ambulance. Her rescue Thursday comes as the death toll from the collapse of the building rose to 36. A 48-hour ceasefire took hold Thursday in Syria's battered second city of Aleppo. It comes after President Bashar al-Assad's regime and rebel forces gave in to mounting diplomatic pressure. Relieved residents returned to the streets after 2 weeks of heavy fighting in the city. It's a key battleground in Syria's 5-year civil war. You're listening to VOA News.